welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
One read from Acts 11 verse
19.
Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenix.
Now one man, Enam Stephen, how niti, omutupiti yenu.
And Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only.
Now omuko Antioch ni adienu, omuko Kenya mi asemni treju fonkutwa.
And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they came to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus.
Na emema na efi Antioch ni adienu suko Greece wo.
And the hand of the Lord was upon them or with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch.
Na sansem dey ebe tu Jerusalem asofukunum ana asorinum na omusuma Barnabas se onkoho.
Who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. And much people was added unto the church. Father, bless the entrance of your word. Grant us ability to speak your word clearly, truthfully, and grant us grace to be able to hear and understand your word in the manner that we should. And may we never be the same. May something spiritual and supernatural happen to all of us. We vow to give you the glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I want to talk about the need for us to give ourselves away. So the title of my sermon is Devotion to God. The Bible talks about an experience or a journey that Barnabas was sent to embark upon. When he got to the believers, he saw the grace of God upon them. And he was very glad. And
the
Bible says he exhorted them all. That means that he encouraged all of them, he advised all of them. That with singleness of heart or with purpose of heart, they will all cleave unto the Lord. So that's my exhortation to you this morning. Cleave unto the Lord. Cleave unto the Lord. I said cleave unto the Lord. To cleave means to stick. To cleave means to be loyal to something. To cleave means to be firmly attached to something. It also means to be adhered to something unwaveringly. Cleave unto the Lord. Because Asaph said, as for me, the nearness of God is my good. When God gets closer to you and you get closer to God, it will be to your best advantage. So it's going to be a service of giving ourselves away, dedicating ourselves unto the Lord,
Hallelujah.
And telling Him, take our lives and let them be consecrated, Lord, unto Thee.
Hallelujah. And now, as soon as you have come to say, Fire Brabo, Yadi Abrabo and Mount, and Radi Yadi Yahu and Famo, now where Radi and Yahu pet away Abrabo.
The Bible says, love not the world.
Now, Bible says, men know Yasi.
Nor the things in the world.
And I know me what we are saying.
For those who love the world do not have the love of the Father in them. 1 John 2:15.
1 John 2:15.
Love not the world. Don't be a worldly Christian.
Be
a spiritual Christian. People like Judas include Demas.
Demas.
Turn your Bibles with me to 2 Timothy 4:10. Love not the world.
Men know we are sick.
The things in the world.
And you know we are sick.
The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. I have to get this so that people will know that I am also available and I'm also there. The Bible calls it the pride of life.
Bible
the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh must not be pursued.
Na say in your winam penya dear was a tatao.
1 Timothy 4:10.
Timothy Mumetusumian Tina.
Demas was one of Paul's helpers in the ministry.
Demas Yobia no boa Paul, yeah papa Paul.
He was an elder.
No ye or candy for.
He was a shepherd.
No ye candy for.
He was a helper.
No ye boa for.
For illustrative purposes, he was a pastor. Helping the apostle in the work of the Lord. But something happened to him. Paul wrote to Timothy.
Paul talk about Timothy.
For Demas has forsaken me. Demas has forsaken me.
Demas
having loved this present world. Having loved this present world.
Demas ado enewiasintiweyimiama.
Love not the world is still a good advice. The people who don't know Christ, there's a way they lead their lives. But the Bible says we shouldn't love their ways. We shouldn't love the world. Nor the way the world looks at things. Judas and people like him.
Judas and
they had the chance and they could have been devoted through and through. They saw a lot about ministry, but they forsook the cause of Christ and they went back into the world. Pastors, be advised and keep your heart, because sometimes your heart can move out of church into the world. When your body is still physically here.
Merci.
The Bible says there's a condition called backsliding in the heart. A backslider in heart. Proverbs 14:14. He is filled with his own ways. When you realize the Bible can no longer admonish you, that people can no longer admonish you, your way becomes set. Your way is always the highway. Your way is always the right way. Nobody can advise you. You are filled with yourself. When you see yourself in that diagnosis, most likely you are backsliding in heart.
And it will so funny can do for show what come ye papa is not so yeah. If you have seen me move a fediano, a bama will nip a diana ba sorry, no more wakuma diana wabante ye too for won't take. Baba niaka quotation and now I can akaye ye. Bibia ebeke biara enko mu woni musi wo bia wo di enko anaye sa wakuma me do sample persona chenye chenye.
Number 4
yato so nine.
The rich man and people like him. There was a particular rich man. And Jesus spoke about him. The rich man and people like him.
osikani ninu nkorofo etete sa.
These are people who have a lot in life.
Wọ́n mú yà nkorofo wọn ni wọ́n má bèbè wà àbúrò mu.
But they do not recognize God for what they have.
Nẹ́sùn wọ́n mú wú nyàmé wọ sá ìṣúra náà ọ̀dí àmà wọ́n mu nùmú.
They may be rich in money.
Wọ́n sọ bí ọ̀n bá wọ́n sika díẹ̀.
They may be rich in terms of opportunities.
Wọ́n pọ̀ akwẹ́njà nù náà tẹ̀sán wọ́n mú wọ akwẹ́njà bèbè.
In terms of popularity they may be rich.
Sẹ̀yà kan wọ bí ànim wọ̀ mu.
In terms of beauty they may be rich.
Ọmọ àwọn afẹ́sọ díẹ̀ dàsù nkọ́.
In terms of intelligence they may be rich.
Sẹ̀yà kan yẹn sàn wọ́n mú wọn kasa.
But they do not recognize God in their prosperity.
Nẹ̀sùn wọ́n mú wú sẹ́ nyàmé wọ ní à wọ́n mú ẹ̀dùn pẹ̀pẹ̀ sọ́ mú ẹ̀dùn nù mú.
Luke 12:16.
Look at them pati dum yẹn nu
ti. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them saying.
Na Yesu kan abakọ fẹ́ bi tẹ̀lé wọn mu sẹ́.
The ground of a certain man brought forth plentifully and he thought within himself saying.
Na papa bi efo ẹdọrin nọbaye bebere n'ọkan wọn akuma mu sẹ.
What shall I do because I have no room where to bestow my fruits?
Ọ̀sẹ̀ ẹ̀dẹ́ na mẹ̀yẹ sẹ́nsẹ̀ mi nù màyẹ àbà bèbè na mi nyẹ́ bẹ̀bí àmẹ́kùrà wọ̀ mu.
May God bless you that you've been looking for more room for your blessing.
I receive it. Ònyàmí ṣé wọ́n kọ́ sí pẹ̀mpẹ̀nsù bí à ń hu bẹ̀bí pa àwọn ojúṣe ń ṣe ni bẹ́gù.
He said, "This will I do."
Ọ̀sẹ̀ ẹ̀dẹ́ na mẹ̀yẹ.
I will pull down my bands.
Ọ̀sẹ̀ bẹ̀bí àmẹ́kùrà mi ní ọmọ nù.
And build greater.
Na me si ni kese.
And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods.
Na wọn na mi di mi na ọba yẹn ni nyina bẹ sise.
And I will say to my soul.
Oh, maka tẹ mi kra sẹ.
Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for you for many years.
Mi kra, ma wọn ni nje, ẹjọ ni bebere wọ họ de ma o.
Take it easy.
Tubo.
Eat, drink and be happy.
Na num na mo wọn ni nye mi kra.
But God said unto him.
Nẹ̀sùn ònyàmí ṣe ni dín ká tẹ̀lé ni sẹ́.
Thou fool.
Ọkọ sí ya.
This night.
Anájú.
Thy soul shall be required of thee.
Mẹ̀jì wò kíra náà fi wò nsẹ́m.
Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Na ní ọmọ àwùdíẹ̀ sí ẹnu wáyé náà bẹ́yẹ ní dìá.
This man was a man who was blessed and he became even more prosperous as you can see.
Na wẹ́yẹ̀ òbí àná ònyàmí ẹ̀ṣirá nù. Na ní wẹ̀ ṣẹ́ náà mà á bọ̀ so.
I see God making you more prosperous than you have ever been.
I see that. Òhun ṣe nyàmí ṣíra wọ ọ̀hún so kẹsẹ kẹsẹ kẹsẹ.
And if you are poor, be rich in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. So we be here, you are sickening.
But in your prosperity, remember the Lord.
Now we hear the Amuka Yonyame.
The man was wondering what he was going to do with his wealth.
Na adioma pa wonyame di amanu na papa e junior de beye.
Then he thought within himself.
Ana wa ka woni mu se.
Instead of thinking within yourself, ask God, what do you want me to do with all these things you have blessed me with?
So we
God blesses us that we may be a blessing. Mister, God blesses us that we may be a blessing. So anytime God blesses you, ask the Lord, is there anybody I can be a blessing to? Of course, it's good to expand your investment.
Èyí ṣe wo bí ṣe o sí kadìẹ.
It's good to build bigger barns and store the fruits.
Èyí ṣe wo bí ṣe dán kẹsíẹ náà ṣe o díẹ̀ gún mu díẹ̀.
Because you must not lose the blessing God has given you because you don't have space. You need to create more room for the blessing He has assigned to your life.
I receive it. Ẹ̀ṣẹ́ wọ̀ ní àmì díẹ̀ máa wọ̀ náà. Mo kú ẹ̀wọ̀ sí wọ́n yá bíi àwọn oníṣẹ́ ń ṣe ànibẹ́gù.
But after you have expanded it.
Na ẹ̀mí àwọn ẹbí ẹ̀mọ̀ ẹ̀wìyẹ nù.
Say to yourself, is there anybody I can share my blessing with at this stage?
Ìṣàwọ̀ wù sẹ́, ànàṣọwọ̀ bí wọ̀ họ à, ṣé ń ṣe àwọn ènìyàn mi dé ọmọ mi, méjì mi nínú ajá àná.
God blesses me because of you.
Ònyàmí ṣíra mi ẹ̀sàn tí.
And God blesses you because of me.
Ònyàmí ṣíra wọ ẹ̀sàn mi tí.
God blesses the brain, the mind because of the rest of the body.
Na ònyàmí ṣíra àjìn ẹ̀sàn nìpẹ̀dúà ni tí.
When a person is enlightened in the mind, even the way the person carries himself changes.
Na ṣe wo bí ní àkọ́njọ náà ni díẹ̀ wọ ní tirimu a, ẹ̀kọ́ yẹn ọ̀fà sun náà ti ń pọ̀ ẹ̀sán.
The more enlightened he becomes, the better he takes care of everything that he has. All the parts of his body benefit from it because God blesses the mind that the rest of the body may benefit as well.
Ẹ̀mí àwọn yẹn sá àjìn ni díẹ̀ pọ̀wọ̀ ò tirimu náà, ẹ̀ka wò ní pẹ̀dúà nyìnà, ẹ̀tọ́ ònyàmí ṣíra wọ̀ sá àjìn sí ẹ̀bẹ̀ yẹn wò ní pẹ̀dúà kọ́
anú so, ẹ̀bẹ̀ kọ́ yìí. But this man never thought about anybody, never thought about the kingdom of God.
ọ̀hìnì wọ́n dín wọ́n bí bẹ̀rẹ̀ wọ́n wọ́n dín wọ́n nyàmí ahìnì.
He was not devoted to God.
Nàní àdé wọ́n tún ní wọ́n dín àmọ́ nyàmí.
Look, it is all right to buy a land and give it to the church. I'm telling you this morning.
Ẹ̀bẹ̀ yẹn pàṣẹ ọba tó ṣàṣì náà dín àmọ́. Sorry.
It is all right to build a house and give it to a church. It's all right.
Sẹ ẹyẹ pàṣẹ ọba tún yẹn sí dan ní wọ́n jẹ́ màmá. Sorry.
Are you listening to me?
You see.
I want you to begin to open your mind.
Mi pẹ̀sẹ̀ wù sọ ṣe ṣe wù bíẹ̀ wà jùlọ.
The kingdom of God does not need waste and does not need surpluses that cannot be used anywhere. The kingdom of God needs the best that God ever gives us.
Na ònyàmí ahìnìyẹ ni ènìyàn ni a wọ́n fọ ẹ̀yà ṣẹ̀rẹ̀ náà wọ́n di bá pápá nù ẹ̀nà ònyàmí ahìnìyẹ ni ṣiṣẹ́.
When in Acts of the Apostles, the people were devoted to God. They sold their land, they sold their houses, they brought the money, they put it at the feet of the apostles. When are we going to see this back in the church?
Na ó kọ́ àpam fúnfọ́ nù mọ́ a ọmọ yẹn ònyàmí fẹ́ fúnfọ́ nù ọmọ tó ọmọ dání ní ọmọ sáà sí ní ọmọ ẹjọ́ pàdé ẹ na ọmọ dín ní nyìnbá bẹ gù asọ́rin pẹ̀lúfọ́ ní náà yà sí dá bẹ́ẹ̀ náà yẹ bẹ́ hú sáà díẹ̀ níbí o.
Are you listening to me?
Ó tiẹ̀ ní àmì
kẹ́hìn. When God blesses you, make sure you don't fall into this rich man. Everything was for him. He said you are the Lord for the rest of your years. I will rather give them up and believe God to sustain you for the rest of my life. Are you here with me?
Yes.
You see, and not all of us, we have different ways of thinking as we are here. We all think differently. Every one of us, we have a different way we love God. We express our love for God in a different way. But I'm just telling you that think about this a little bit. Because it was done in the Bible then. If it was done then, it can be done now.
Yeah.
Where you give unto the church, where you give for the advancement of the kingdom of God, substantial things. Not because you were asked for, but because you thought about it. You said, this building project, instead of continuing doing things for yourself, you say, no, I love God. I love the kingdom of God. I started from nowhere. This is where I am. My children don't need to have everything before they do well. My faith tells me that even if I give them this, God will bless them enough. And think about the kingdom of God and expand the kingdom of God and vote money. Are you listening? Vote money, substantial things. Not 1,000 Ghana cedis. Not to give the church big amounts of money. Yeah. That's the purpose. And as Job took care of poor people, God took care of him.
Yeah.
God took care of him. So our world is a very materialistic, self-centered one. God blesses people, they hardly think about the church. And the church, when you look at some of the projects of the church, there's somebody in the church who can just handle the projects of the church without dying, without destroying his future. He can just handle it. Rise up and handle it.
Hallelujah.
I said rise up and handle
Hallelujah.
It. It's a sign of devotion to the Lord. The centurion, he built a whole synagogue. Nobody bought iron rods. He bought the iron rods. He bought the blocks. He bought cement. He fixed trusses. He paid the contractors and he gave it to the Jews worshiping it. That's what I'm talking about. So change your mind. Because a lot of, and I want this, and I want a lot of that will destroy our children. Listen, can you hear the voice of the Spirit? A lot of safety for the children can really destroy them. If you came from zero and you are where you are, think about their future in the light of the word of God. Because he's able to take care of the seed of Hallelujah. The righteous Hallelujah. Without they begging.
Hallelujah.
The rich man and people like him, they don't think like that. They will vote money for other causes. But not the cause of God. But I don't see you like that.
Yes.
I said I don't see you like that.
Yes.
I see a seed being sown in your heart this morning.
Jesus name.
I see a sleeping giant being stirred up to Amen. Rise up.
Amen.
Because there's a lot to be done for the kingdom of God. Are you here with me?
Yeah. And it was a canino. And yadi awa ju wo ni nyoku ni pa anaso wo nyame ho. Oju ni kuto ono ho. Bisa wo ho esa wo nyame diama ono. Wain awa din ho. Ese wo ne wo ma ho. Wini wa busu ya ho. Wain awa din ho. Se ye jina ya betrana ya nshe ye ni ye huse. Esa wo nyame diama ya no diama ya sa na hini enu. Ana ya nyonku bia. E wose ye muade mana. Ene ye jina ya be ye sa o hene no. Esa se wo nyame busu. Nwa katila ne krasa to obune didi. To wo bo na mre wo ho de ma na so onyame tena so wo ya ne ha sa wo esa me dia ma wo ma fa ma wo se wukuto me dia ma wo sa fa ye onyame adwuma na fa bo a ebinom na sa wo se wukuto na wo dwen ho de a ene na ma se wo me ye home call na so wa himelu mu na wo be hu nipo bedi enu ti hye ni ye esa nyame dia ma no hye ane akoso asore de ma wobɛtumi ayi sika ɛnyɛ thousand ɛnyɛ to wonyini sɛ ɛsɔfo thousand ɛno nti gye tom sɛ ɛɛ mɛyi 10,000 ne nyame ahyira ma aborɔ saa mɛnyɛ wo tiri mu nkɔnsankɔnsan ka sɛ nyame hyira me awurade hyira me hyira me mammerɛ so na meyi 10,000 Ghana cedis sɛ momfa yɛ ɛna wobɛsi asɔre dan mu na ade ama asɔre no nyame bɛhyira ma abɛsaa sɛ wogye di a ka sɛ amen ɛnɛ na saa deɛ onyame bɛhyira no ahyira wo a ɛma wowura mfi n'asɔre fie ɛma wowura mfi n'adwuma ɛma wowura mfi ne nyɔnko ɛsiane sɛ ɛhyira no ɔde ama wo nyɛ wo nkutɔ nti
What is the highest amount you have ever given for the kingdom of God or this church, for example? What's the highest amount? Have you given any other human being more than that? It's okay, but think about the one who gave you everything. And don't let the church ask you for things. But you think about your God. And say to yourself, I have built before. I know what it means to build. I am also going to do this for the church. Are you here with me?
Yes.
The rich man and those who are like him.
Onipa tumi bie na no kasa sika wo beyi ama no ese ne wo beyi e de ama sori enu tie na onyame ne ya kasa se moma ya ndu ni fie ni na dwuma ho ni na hene ni ho esa se se ya yema no no nyame beyi ama ye o se ye tumi nye mu no no nyame de be ma ye so da enu ti se ya ji wo ye ye die mu ne ye kan kom a ye wo se se onyame de ma ye ya ni fie ka ho enye ni pankuto nipa suom nipa ese onyame na yaba eh edan ye ye appeal for me 1,000 enan so obi wa nya dwuma no so 1,000 ti medem de ebesie sa na yaba ya bra obi ni de ni obeyi ani ne tight pe ye ka se ye ye bibi abo wa nya bi da sa se wetu a tight onyame ne wo ka sa se we hira wo eni ti hira na de ama wo no ni fie de ka ho eni ti yi ni de fa man man ni so obi beyi na wo so ayi nti ye wo de na so sunkonko na ka wo no ya ma me gya ha mi sa obiom na mo nya wo kokko na ba ka wo se ye no
Rahab and people like her.
Rahab and Crawford Tetesa.
Rahab was a harlot.
Rahab no ye German for.
She had a bad lifestyle.
Nana owa braba enye.
Very low lifestyle.
Abraba da from kra.
Sleeping for money.
Ah, one mema da so benyeska.
It's a low lifestyle.
Abraba da from.
But she got into contact with the people of God, the Jews.
Nansu onu nyame Crawford bi nyankita hudie.
When she looked at them, she said, "Your fear is upon my people. There is something you people have that I don't have. I will help you, but I need salvation. I don't only need salvation, my family needs salvation." They said to her, "You want salvation? Put a scarlet, a red subject, a red material at your window so that when we come and we see that resting, we will give you salvation."
And I want to say, and if I double call for say what pronoun, am I a who are you who say who now here for
uncle? Because we will kill everybody.
As I say,
but when we see that resting, we will spare your life.
Say you are the Kwakwana, you big Jairo.
Rahab bought into the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Now, Rahab, I didn't walk up to say yes,
and her whole family. And although she had a terrible past, she became devoted to the Jews and the cause of the worship of the Jews. And when the Bible was talking about people of faith, the harlot Rahab was also mentioned.
Hallelujah.
In the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
Hallelujah.
She was mentioned. Your past may be terrible, but because of a new renewed devotion, you can make a turn around.
Yes.
And I tell you, you'll be mentioned one day somewhere.
Yes.
Of your renewed devotion to the Lord.
Hallelujah. And once I have been a sister, no, your German, Obi, I did that, Mamma dear. Now, so I said, Judy, no, what will you do for Yamimuti? Or then I was saying, you know, and Yanka. Now, Baba, my yes, I'll call Hebrew. And my young woman, Professor, said, Abraham, the Sarah. I have to do. And not your father, and I was here. And now, do what the battle with Yamia. And maybe that's what the big who see a baby dinny.
Paul was a terrible man.
Paul not yet
killing the church and church things.
Oh,
But Jesus met him and he said, "You are fighting a losing battle." So he changed his devotion to Judaism unto Christianity.
And it was a son, baby, I know didn't want to said the bam Christo.
And when he came, he went all out for the Lord.
Now didn't want bam Christo no bibia so de menya me.
This morning I'm inviting you for prayer.
And now no pay me 254 pay bob.
A prayer of renewed devotion to God.
And pay ba ya baba say e benya jin sakra and fa huma fofro.
That if I lived anyhow in the past, I'm renewing my devotion this year. Simon Peter said to his master, the Lord Jesus. He said, "Master, we have left everything to come and follow you." I have left everything. Jesus said, "You have left everything." That's what I expect of you. I am telling you in this life, you are going to have a hundredfold of what you have left.
Hallelujah.
You don't lose, you gain when you become devoted to God.
Now, the purpose of preaching the Word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name." Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the Word of God and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships, but if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost every one of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling, counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempetero Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.